Hey team, it's Francis. Look, the lovely team at Breakfast have been doing a cost of living series. So, of course, they asked me for some of my tips on this. How can we save money without feeling like we're giving up our life? And I thought, oh yes, I've always got a few of those up my sleeve. Let's dig out some of the ones that we haven't all heard a million and one times before. So here are some of my cost of living hacks for you. Not the ones we've all heard 300 times before, but the slightly less usual ones and the ones where you can get the biggest bang for your buck. Enjoy.
It can feel almost impossible to save money right now. The bills keep rolling in, groceries cost more. There's never quite enough left over, is there? But what if there are a few simple hacks that could actually get savings account moving again? For more, we are joined by a friend of the show and independent financial journalist, Francis Cook. Francis, good morning. We've been talking all week about how to save on things like power or groceries and all the rest of it. What if you feel like I'm not a saver, I'm a spender? How do you actually start to change that mindset? Or is that even a thing?
Welcome. If you feel you are a spender rather than a saver, you are my people. I am also a spender rather than a saver. So I promise there is hope for us all. I think the trick is always, you know, embracing who you naturally are and leaning into it, right? So if you are someone who you like to be out and about, you like to be doing things, maybe you like a new outfit now and then, I think the biggest thing is we underrate community as a way of saving money, embracing the sharing economy, embracing our friends. The sharing economy is huge. If you have a little bit of a spending problem, then you probably also have quite a lot of stuff, because look around you, everything that you own used to be money. Mm. So if you look around you and think, I have a lot of stuff, but I don't use it all. Well, you could sell it if you don't use it at all anymore, but you can also rent it out. You can rent out your clothes. You can rent out your tools. If you live somewhere centrally, you can rent out your car park even and make quite a lot of money from that. I think, if you're feeling the cost of living crunch, then let's also get some money coming in as well. And embracing the sharing economy can be mad.
All right, back the truck up here. I've heard of renting out your car park, but your clothes and your tools, where does this take place?
Usually online. Some people just do it themselves through Instagram and things. And some people, there's all these little marketplaces where you can share things around, or your local community Facebook group. Or if you're just wanting to share it with people that you trust, maybe you've got some really nice tools. You don't necessarily want to just rent that out to anyone. You can still, swap favors with friends as well. And that's the community aspect of it. Swapping favors with friends, swapping things between friends, outfits between friends. If you're the same size, wonderful, excellent, love a friend like that. All of this saves you so much money.
Okay. I mean, I can get the tools sort of side, right? I mean, I'll give you one good example, a water blaster. Everyone knows someone who's got a water blaster, right? And it's the sort of expense where you can go out and spend $200 and do the most satisfying thing in the world to water blast, or you can actually kind of look around and collaborate, right? And think, do I need to go and buy that? Do I need it to take up space in my garage? I could probably just ask around.
Exactly. And it's the absolute best. And how good is it when you get a really grotty driveway or whatever and you water blast it? Is that like not the best feeling? Anyone who's into puffing videos is probably also into water blast.
There is no better feeling. Absolutely no better feeling. All right. Well, let's get back to the business of actually saving money. What about a starting point? If you feel like, man, I'm just on the treadmill, I feel like I'm spending more, even if my intentions are there, what is the actual point where you say, right, how do I start now?
And I think you always want to start with your big expenses, not your small ones. And there's so much around, avocado on toast or buying coffee out and whatever, blah, 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 sure. But what I really think, if you can save money on your rent or your mortgage instead of your coffee, way bigger. That's going to have such a bigger impact. And what we've seen right now is, okay, the property market is having a little bit of a nightmare at the moment. The good thing about that is, whether you are renting or you own your own home, there's probably wiggle room for you to get that housing cost down a little bit. Rents have been falling. So talk to your landlord, say, I have looked around, and do that research. Say, I've looked around, I've looked at what similar properties in the area are going for. I've seen rents have been going down a little bit. Is there any chance of a rent reduction? And I know it's a huge hassle to move, but if they really don't want to budge on a rent reduction, you should consider moving, because there has been big falls in rents depending on where you are in the country.
So is that actually where you're going to see the tangible changes? Because some people will think, you know, I'm cutting back on coffees. I'm not spending money going out and buying a coffee. Actually, is it at that mortgage rent space where that's going to do the most work?
Oh, yeah. Instead of saving $5, let's save 50 or 100 and save it every single week without even having to think about it. There's no willpower involved here. It's just you lock in that saving one time and then it continues. That's the best.
How hard is it for people, and we've talked about this before, to actually have those conversations? Because it can be quite confronting when you're saying, can I pay less? Or going to the bank and saying, what are you going to give me for my mortgage? I'm thinking about breaking away. Is it actually just trying to get over that first hurdle of making that move?
Yeah, exactly. And it's, I think you've really got to stay front and center what you're going to get from this. You know, if you've looked around and you're paying anywhere from 50 to 100 bucks more in rent a week, or you've calculated, you know, I think I could get a slightly better mortgage rate and that might save me this much. Keep that number front and center and think about what are the fun things that you would prefer to spend that money on, to have the exact same roof over your head and you could be doing something else more fun with your money instead. So really keep that front and center, because none of us like these conversations. So you've got to remember what you're having it for. And the great thing is you do it once or twice and you realize that whether it goes well or not so well, you don't get what you want. You still won't die. It's really worth it.
What about giving people a little bit of hope going into this weekend? I know you like to have people not feel like they're punishing themselves when they're trying to save, because if it's no fun, you're less likely to do it, right? So what is the message you would give to people about actually what they can enjoy, even if they want to try to change their habits to save?
Yeah, and I think it's always great to like remember what it is about the things that you enjoy about life. If you are someone who really enjoys going out to a cafe and seeing your friends, are you enjoying that sort of cafe atmosphere, seeing your friends and socializing? Could you get that for the price of a coffee instead of the price of brunch? Or could you even do that by going for a hike, which could be totally free? And I think the trick is to think about what is it about the things that you enjoy that you are actually enjoying? And then what's the smartest way you can get that? You know, I am someone who definitely likes a new outfit, and I will often get that hit these days through, if it's a special occasion, renting something nice or shopping secondhand. And I get that same exact hit. It's really fun, fraction of the cost.
Frances Cook, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
This podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most situations. It's not individual financial advice. If you're after that, a financial advisor is always the best bet.